Trent Luce, and today Luce Dan.
Well, I'm standing here at the Nebraska State Capitol in my home state for once. That's good news. And there's a movement taking place in the state of Nebraska with landowners. Don Liedman came to the state capitol because the property owners of this state are carrying the load, and we've got to get it changed, Don. I don't know what you think, but that's what I think. We'll get to you in just a minute. First, I want to remind you about Superior Livestock Auction. This week on Thursday, 23,500 head of cattle selling. Get more details online, www.superiorlivestock.com. Coming to us from Wayne County, Nebraska, Don Liedman, you stood up in a press conference with the governor and shared some numbers that I thought I had a handle on what the problems were with the tax rolls in the state of Nebraska, but you put it into context, and it's not pretty. Tell us.
No, it is not a pretty picture because our real estate tax has gone plumb out the window. The value of our farmland, which is our 401k, has no bearing on the money that I have to find to pay my real estate tax. Same thing with a house in town. The person working on Main Street or in some factory, he pays no interest or no taxes on his tools of income. Where I'm taxed to the hills, my tools of income is my real estate, my farm.
And you did share publicly how much you pay annually in real estate taxes.
That's correct, and if you want to know that, I can
tell you. Well, that's why I set you up that way, Don, so it's good you take those cues.
Okay, I have 440 acres in Wayne County. In 2006, I paid $16,100.08 real estate tax. In 2016, which is 10 years later, my taxes that I paid on that same 440 acres was $46,329.36. And in 1946, my father bought the one quarter of that 440. He paid $10,250 for that quarter. My taxes for 2017 for that quarter now are $12,871.
$2,000 more than what he paid for the entire property.
So I'll admit, that's 70 years ago, but still,
yeah,
plumb out of kilter.
It is plumb out of kilter. And at the end of the day, what do you have to show for it in Wayne County? That's the real question I have.
24% of the people in the Wayne School District are paying 75% of the tax to keep the doors open on the school in Wayne. School board at this time is mostly urban. Chairman and vice chairman are both professors at Wayne State College.
Yeah, and we're talking about Wayne County, Nebraska, which is not urban in any way, shape, or form, but folks, it's happening everywhere. We're chasing tax reform in a big way. $100 per acre. If you didn't do the math, that is ridiculous. Thanks, Don Liedman. We'll continue to work on this, and I'll come see you in Wayne.
Thanks.
Don, you got to go, and we're out of time.
Okay, thank you.
We'll continue the fight. I'm Trent Luce. Join us again on the next adventure, Luce Tales.